Welcome to an encounter with Father Morris Emmalou.
Today's encounter is time of recognition. Perhaps you've been in a situation where you had to deal with an evaluator or supervisor who was hardly ever pleased. No matter how hard you tried, the person gave you his or her version of the best way to do things. For that person, the best version of you didn't matter. It wasn't about a better outcome either. Determining a better result was about them and their ideas, not about what you might bring in your unique way. Such people have some measure of narcissism and hardly recognize the moment of grace when it comes. In such judgmental hearts, God might, after all, be eclipsed. We read where the Lord speaks to situations comparable to the analogy above, specifically regarding those who aren't pleased with the evident wisdom of God at work in Christ. The Lord Jesus came. He did normal things everybody else does except sin. John the Baptist came before him and lived his vocation to announce the coming of the Christ. His austere lifestyle was striking, yet some people accused him of operating under the influence of demons. He was too severe for their liking. Then the Lord speaks of himself. He associates with all and does not carry an air of esoteric spirituality. The Lord doesn't need to act strangely and mysteriously because his works speak for him. Scripture says he goes about doing good. He heals the sick. He upends the work of evil. He preaches peace and salvation. He brings hope and solace. Yet such works don't mean much to the doubters. They condemned the austere life of John the Baptist, and they equally condemned the ordinary, simple life of Jesus. Why? I suggest their minds are fixed on something else, their self-serving ends. In scientific research, we call this close-mindedness and forcing the result of one's research. One wants a particular outcome, and we change the scale to achieve that outcome, regardless of what the result shows. Psychologically speaking, this could relate to cognitive dissonance. We see this in propaganda and in agenda-driven research. Such minds are closed to the revelation of God in natural things. The same thing happens in spiritual life. If one has so figured out God, which means there is no more mystery about God, what good is faith deepening? If one has completely figured out the spiritual life, then there is nothing new and nothing transforming. The works of God in Christ that keep bringing out wisdom beyond our capacity do not surprise anymore. Learning about God is a completely closed circuit. One then begins to rubber stamp God. God must be the way I see it and nothing else. When miracles surprise, they are rejected because they simply don't fit. Little surprise that God goes missing in that heart. During this time, how about we let God reign in our hearts and minds? Let us allow God to teach us the way the Lord pleases. Let us be open to divine surprises. Only then will we recognize God in the simple things, events, and realities around us. I am praying for the grace of obedience to the will of God. Amen. Reflect. Have I made God too small in my life? Have I boxed God in so that he cannot lead me to greener pastures? How can I prayerfully surrender to God's will in my life? Pray. Lord, I have struggled with listening to you, and obeying you in certain things. I want things to go my way, though somewhere in my mind, I sense they won't turn out right. I still want it that way because it is more convenient. Also, I get some pleasure out of doing things my way. It is hard to give up this pleasure. I need your grace to do what I know is right. Give me grace to be docile and to follow your lead. Amen. God love you. God bless you.
You've been listening to An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu, excerpts from the book series of the same name. You can get your own copy of An Encounter with Father Morris Emalu at revemalu.com. That's revemelu.com.